FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. And for that, Heavenly Father, we are grateful. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. Name and for his sake we ask it all. Amen. Your prayers today. I have had some long trips back and forth between Texas and Alexander, and if you hear it in my voice, my tank is very low today. So I need some saints praying for me today. I need to be lifted up today. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Acts, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 8. Acts, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 8. And when you have found it, say amen. And if you need more time, say, wait a minute. Acts 10, verses 1 through 8. We have it on the screen. Where we find these words, which are recorded. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He was in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou ought to do. And when the angel which spake way of speaking to his people for such a time as this. God is moving and God is talking, and God expects us as pastors and leaders, as he revealed to me, he said, I need you from this point on to amplify the word. And that means to proclaim it with clarity and to proclaim it with profound proficiency. So God is speaking to a generation today, a generation of people who are longing for a spiritual revival. God is speaking to a people today that are longing to hear a divine and a prophetic word. God is speaking to a people who would not only hear his word, but be doers of his word. And so God is asking the question this morning, do you hear me now? God is watching the attributes of each and every one of us. And God is waking us up because there's a reflection, my brothers and sisters. A reflection of all of our stories. And what I have learned, Daryl, is God knows our stuff more than we know us. He knows not only my yesterday, but he knows my future as well. And what I have discovered, that God, what God knows about me is greater than what I know about myself. And what I love about the Lord is not only does he look far beyond my many faults and frailty, but he's meet my need. Is there anybody in the house who need God to meet your needs? You was once lost. You was once blind. But thank God, look at us now. Now, maybe some of us are still lost and still blind. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. The Lord is talking to a generation who will hear his word for such a time as this. Cornelius, a story of reflection. That word reflection defined as how we see one another. It is a reflection of how do you see yourself as well. And what image do you portray to others? Because the way you see yourself may not be the way others see you. The way you portray yourself may not be the way others see your ways. And that question can be answered in many ways. My brothers and sisters, this question that we propose in our text, in our topic, invites a deeper pause for us to reflect upon our lives. Because one of the things we've been doing is that we've been talking about our service. And if you've been following with me, we've been talking on a series of messages regarding our service as well as our stewardship. Because each and every one of us have been called to a ministry, and the question we propose, are you working? My brothers and sisters, this question invites us to a deeper pause, a turning inward to examine the position or tension between who we believe ourselves to be and the impression we leave on those around us. There are times when the body of Christ has to be ignited. You missed it. There are times that the body of Christ has to be ignited. And it has to be ignited not because sometimes our pilot light goes out. It goes out because of things that occur within our life. It goes out because of the way we live. It goes out because we sometimes don't understand who lit the pilot. And therefore, we need our pilot light to get relit. My brothers and sisters, when we light the pilot, there are times that the Holy Spirit is the only one that charges us to keep the pilot lit. Because there's some stuff in our life that would keep us from being lit in the aspect of our Christian walk. And the enemy is always after your light. Let your light shine so that men may see your good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Is anybody got a light? God is watching us.
For there are times when the church has been separated denominationally because of belief and racial identity. But the gospel calls us to unity. Yeah. A unity that transcends the differences and gather us around a common cause. Now you know why we're called a congregation. Because we come together and we conjugate. For it is in coming together, setting aside old divisions, and they're all old, yeah, that we rediscover the strength found in true fellowship. The beauty of the church is not found solely in brick and mortar. It ain't about this building. Nor in the rituals we perform out of habit. You got to wear this. You got to look like that. You can't have those things. You can't undo this. Where is it in scripture that it says that? It says modest apparel. But like the Pharisees, we put so many rules and regulations that we can't even be comfortable in church. The Pharisees put so many additional rules that God didn't even put in there. And we've made it a denominational tradition. Can I low? That ain't got nothing to do. But we've made it a tradition. You can't walk up here. This is holy. This is a stage. But there are times that we have legalized so much. Did I not say that Jesus came and did away with the legalistic principle when he fulfilled the laws? And we still want to hold on to something that ain't never going to save you. And that's God's word. God's word saves. My brothers and sisters, in rediscovering what it means to belong, not just to be a congregation, but to one another, we begin to kindle a flame that can brighten even the darkest corner of our world. And if there's ever time we need a light in this world, it's now. Yeah. True revival starts not with grand gestures, but with willingness to reach across family familiar lines, to listen, to forgive, and to hope together for greater future than any one of us could imagine. When we lay down our barriers, we make space for the Spirit to move among us, to kindle something deeper than doctrine or tradition, and living flame of love and compassion. When is the last time you said, "I love you"? Hello, Lord. When is the last time you said, "I love you"? Little Kinley, tell me every Sunday he loves me without saying a word. You know how? Because he comes to the pulpit and he gives me a hug.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.
My God, my God.
There were times when I wanted to give up on you.